Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Tommy Ashley and Sherelle McMillan of Inside Carolina here. And Sherelle, Carolina and Duke in the ACC semifinals. What has to happen differently for Carolina to have a better shot at beating the Blue Devils?
Hey, this is completely different from what you would expect for a Carolina team, but I really think they have to kind of muck it up and just make the game really, really ugly and uncomfortable for Duke. That's one thing that freshmen, even though it's, you know, we're into March, you know, people say they're not freshmen anymore, they're sophomores. But guys who are in their first ACC tournament, their first NCAA tournament, they're just not used to the desperation and the physicality required to win championships, whether it's an ACC championship or a national championship. And, you know, Theo Pinson, Luke May, Joel Berry have been there, done that. Kenny Williams didn't play. Seventh Woods and Brandon Robinson played a little bit, but they weren't, you know, major contributors. And so I think North Carolina has to use that to their advantage and just scrap and fight. And that's really the key to win the game, because athletically, they just, it's just a really bad mismatch for UNC this year in particular. Just because, you know, if Duke had one big, then maybe Carolina could handle it. But when they have two who are really good and three to four that are serviceable, it causes issues with North Carolina's youth on the front line. So they've got to muck it up. They've got to die for every loose ball. They've got to win every 50-50 ball. They've got to get to the free throw line and get either Carter or Bagley in trouble, in foul trouble. That's something they've done the first two games, which is a little surprising. I think they've made 40 free throws through in the two games in the ACC tournament, which is kind of different from what they were doing before. They weren't drawing many fouls. They weren't getting to the free throw line. So if they're able to do that and score that way and, you know, get some extra possessions, then, you know, it's something that can be done. It's going to be an uphill battle, especially UNC's third game in 3 days. Joel Berry, you know, looks like he's going to be nursing a little bit of a sore ankle, going through that again this season. And then Cam Johnson, you're just not sure how he's feeling. So they're going to have to dig deep, but they're really going to have to out-hustle Duke. And I think that's the key to them, for them to win.
Duke and Carolina, round three, 9:30 from New York, semifinals of the ACC tournament.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting.